Infighting, 11 Democrat senators request Pelosi break sign pledge. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2021. 11 Democrat senators on Wednesday demanded House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, postpone a vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill until after September 27, thus breaking her signed pledge to House Democrats. Pelosi should wait to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill until the budget reconciliation bill is sent to the president's desk, the Democrat senators pleaded with Pelosi. Among those who signed the letter are Senators Cory Booker, DNY, Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, Mazie Hirono, DHI, Ed Markey, DMA, Jeff Merkley, DOR, Alex Padilla, DCA, Bernie Sanders, IVT, Brian Schatz, DHI, Tina Smith, DMN, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Sheldon Whitehouse, DRE. The senators' request comes as several House Democrats have encouraged Pelosi to honor her signed agreement and hold a vote on the bill in or before September 27. I would be deeply disappointed if she didn't put the infrastructure bill on the floor as the resolution requires her to, said Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, who votes with Pelosi the vast majority of the time. Pelosi negotiated a signed deal on August 24 to continue the infrastructure negotiations in which more temperate Democrats secured a standalone vote for the bipartisan bill, excluding the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, praised the deal as completing what we set out to do, secure a standalone vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill, send it to the president's desk, and then separately consider the reconciliation package. At the time, Pelosi concurred with Gottheimer. But if Pelosi does bring the bipartisan bill to the floor for a vote before the reconciliation package is passed both chambers, Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, chair of the 94-member Congressional Progressive Caucus, is likely to sink the vote with her members. Jayapal likely believes passing the $1.2 trillion bipartisan bill before the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package would reduce the Democrats' leverage to enact the $3.5 trillion Trojan Horse reconciliation package into law. The Trojan Horse package has the vast majority of the far left's goodies. The infighting among Democrats has Pelosi and Biden's agenda in a pinch. Pelosi only has a 3-10 vote wiggle room to pass anything in the House. Adding to the pressure is Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, who gave Pelosi an ultimatum. If the House fails to meet the September 27 deadline, she will reportedly oppose Biden's $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Sinema's position is important because just one no Democrat vote in the 50-50 Senate would tank the reconciliation package passed by the House. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.